World Bank figures are beginning to confirm the impact of the crisis on the economies of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. New data shows the service sectors of the three countries have been especially hard hit. The bank's latest report says wholesale and retail traders in Liberia report drops in business of up to 75% from the same period last year. It says gasoline and diesel sales in the country are down by 21 and 35% respectively. And since the onset of the crisis, hotel occupancy across the three countries is down by 13 to 40%. Economists say the public and political response to Ebola is affecting economic activity in the three countries. The Food and Agriculture Organization says about 90% of Sierra Leone's most productive plots are not being farmed, due in part, it says, to the fear among farmers of sharing tools and government restrictions on movement aimed at preventing the spread of the disease. Some airports are closed, as are the borders, which are crucial to merchants. Many people are afraid to go to West Africa's hot and crowded markets for fear of getting the virus. Ebola is spread by bodily fluids from an infected person. Sierra Leone and Liberia are recovering from long civil wars, and we're bouncing back with growth rates approaching 10%. Francisco Ferreira, the World Bank's chief economist for Africa, says response to the virus has put an end to the optimism, at least for now.
The fear they create, the what we call the aversion behavior on other people, on farmers, miners, workers, consumers, that's really reducing GDP by between 2% or so this year in Guinea, more like 3.4% in Sierra Leone and Liberia, which adds up. Those countries are not rich, obviously, so those proportions add up to around $359 million in our estimates for this year.
Next year, he says, could be worse. If the outbreak is not controlled, affected countries could lose over $800 million. In response, the World Bank is mobilizing a $400 million finance package for the three countries. The money will go toward providing emergency response equipment and building field hospitals and treatment centers. It will also help strengthen healthcare systems, including monitoring of the outbreak. And the funding will provide general budgetary support for the Ebola-stricken countries, which are redirecting scarce resources to fight the virus. The economic forecast for the rest of Africa stands in stark contrast to that of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Growth is projected for most African states, despite a drop in commodity prices and slow global economic growth. The World Bank attributes economic expansion to public spending on infrastructure, a buoyant services sector, and a rebound in agricultural production for both export and domestic markets. Poonam Chuanpol is the World Bank's lead economist for Africa. She mentions two low-income countries where growth has remained robust.
In Cote d'Ivoire, it's cocoa production, which is really all for export purposes, but also production in terms of rice output in Cote d'Ivoire. In Ethiopia, agricultural production has gone up, both because of productivity increases and higher production. Production is also being supported in Ethiopia with, spending in infrastructure. And so it's a range of factors. But, yes, agriculture is providing a strong impetus to growth.
Chuanpol says Africa is bypassing industrialization as a means of promoting growth and jobs. Propelling the continent forward are services like tourism, transport, financing and telecommunications, and extractive industries like the mining of oil, gas, metals, and minerals.
The extractive sector growth, I think it's something that has the potential to provide benefits to the rest of the economy because it is a source of income, which can then be used. The important thing is that how is the income from extractives distributed? To the extent that governments are able to get revenues from this and are able to redistribute it in terms of, spending it in infrastructure or for spending it for social programs to help, you know, poor people. There are obviously benefits that can be derived from the extractive sector.
The World Bank says the manufacturing sector in Africa is lagging, but can contribute to growth. Its economists say for the continent, that means improving the business climate, curbing fiscal deficits, guaranteeing affordable energy, lowering transport costs, and building a skilled labor force. I'm William Eagle in Washington.